Each one of us has been through things in life that have left us bitter. And one of the most common things we do is we blame God for our circumstances. Well, it wouldn't be the first time and it won't be the last time that someone shakes their fist at God. Fortunately, though, he doesn't fall off his swig. He doesn't stop loving us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at the promises of God from a different perspective. Can I tell you something? I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but more often than not, when God has set about to bless me in some way in my life, in ways that I often didn't expect, more often than not, that blessing started out looking an awful lot like a curse. I told you it was going to sound weird, but my hunch is that anyone who's been walking with God for any length of time is going to kind of know what I mean. Often it's in the midst of the most awful of circumstances that, unbeknown to us, God is cooking up an amazing blessing. We're going to chat about that today because we're on a journey together this week and over the coming weeks on this program, a journey with the Old Testament character Ruth in a series that I've called A Journey into the Blessings of God. And let me tell you, the blessing that we're going to discover over these coming weeks, not only the blessing that God poured out into Ruth's life, but the blessing that he poured out through her life to you and me, is a blessing truly to behold. And it's a blessing that began amidst calamity. The men in the family, Elimelech and his two sons, have died, leaving Naomi and her two daughters-in-law completely alone in this foreign land of Moab. At least it was foreign to Naomi because she was an Israelite. The two younger women, her daughters-in-law, were Moabites. Remember, this is a time and a place where women had no legal standing, they couldn't own property, and without a man to provide for them and protect them, these three women, Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth, were in serious trouble. Naomi does what she thinks is best. Her husband led her there to this foreign land of Moab over a decade earlier because there was a famine back in the promised land, in the land of Judah. But now he's dead, her sons are dead too, so she decides to head home, back to the promised land. We chatted a bit earlier this week on the program about the fact that Elimelech, Naomi's late husband, had led his family out of the promised land, out of the place of God's blessing, into enemy territory. Now, it's easy to run away from God's promises and his covering and his blessing when things appear to be getting a bit tough. I mean, I can relate to that. Perhaps you can too. Now, it may have fed them short-term in the famine that was in the promised land when they left the promised land to go to Moab, but this was not a move that God blessed. Elimelech dies, his two sons Mahlon and Chilion also die. Yeah, it's not a whole bunch of blessing there. And now these three women, the mother, Naomi, and the two daughters-in-law, are all widows, and they're destitute. They're facing an uncertain future and a difficult journey back to Naomi's hometown of Bethlehem. What I love about this story is that the writer, led by the Holy Spirit, gives us an insight into the ache in Naomi's heart. I want you to have a listen to this because, well, you know, the Bible isn't some dry, unfeeling theology textbook. It's a story of God and his people. It's full of drama and love and tragedy and victories and defeats. It's full of all the stories of things that you and I travel through in life. And on her way back to Bethlehem, her hometown, after many years, the pain in Naomi's heart, this woman who's lost both her husband and her two sons, comes pouring out. Let's have a listen. This is the book of Ruth, chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. When they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Call me no longer Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has dealt harshly with me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" Now, you may recall me saying the other day that in Hebrew culture, names were a big thing. They had a lot of meaning, a lot of symbolism, and the name Naomi means pleasant, whilst the name Mara means bitter. What she's saying here is that there is great bitterness in her heart. Look at what God's done. Look! There's a famine, so we flee to a place where there's food. Then my husband dies, then my sons die. Look at this awful thing that God has done to me. He's stolen my family. He's brought me back empty. He's dealt harshly with me. Don't think of me as pleasant anymore because I'm full of bitterness. This was Naomi's lament. This was her pain. And as someone who is married with children, you know something? It's a pain I understand. And we have a limited view of things, as we do have. We can't see what tomorrow brings. We often don't know the blessing that God has planned. Our first instinct is often to blame God. How could God let this happen to me? Ever wondered that? Never mind that we've wandered away from God and we're perhaps living out the consequences of that, because that in part at least is what's going on here. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, took his family, left the promised land at the first sign of trouble, the famine. He left the blessing of God behind and he did it his way. And now his widow, Naomi, is suffering the consequences. The thing I love about this story, it's not Naomi's pain. I don't wish pain on anyone. What I love about it is that despite the fact that she cries out and she blames God, God, as we'll see later in the messages in this series, God still blesses her and her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Doesn't just bless them, in fact, he blesses them outrageously. Why? Because God is God. I don't know if you've ever read it, but the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 writes this outrageous thing. He says that God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He writes in the past tense. It's a done deal. It's already happened. And the word blessing means literally to speak. So when God speaks, things happen. So God has already spoken every spiritual blessing that you and I will ever need in the heavenly places. And you and I, if we've put our trust in Jesus, are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. See, here's what happens. We're living through life, and life can be a struggle some days. My life is a struggle some days, and so is yours. I know that. And we look at our circumstances, and our circumstances appear so much bigger than God. And that's what's going on here for Ruth. Ruth looks at this pragmatically and says, hey, it's not my fault there was a famine in the land. It's not my fault that my husband led the family out to another land. It's not my fault that my husband died and then you take my sons as well. I leave this place full. I come back here empty. God, what are you doing? Sometimes we don't understand suffering. Sometimes it doesn't make sense because we look at our circumstances, we feel the pain, and we think, God, how can you let this happen? We have a choice. We can either believe our circumstances or we can believe God. And God's promises for who we are in Christ when we believe in Jesus are just awesome. If you don't believe me, here's what I'd like you to do. Over this next few days, grab a Bible and go to Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3 in the New Testament and write down every promise of God from those three chapters. Write down everything that God says that you and I already have through Jesus. And my hunch is it'll blow you away. You know why? Because God's word says this, that you and I, if we put our trust in Jesus, have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That, my friend, is the truth. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely free. God's Word, fresh for you today. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a copy of the free e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bertie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.